We're continuing with the Sfat Tamim, the Chafetz Chaim's work on the importance of telling the truth. And the Chafetz Chaim continues with a beautiful medrash. And this idea we find also in the Medrash Shocher Tov. The Medrash uses a mashal, an allegory. Shnaim shnaim ba'u el noach. The Medrash says the animals came to Noah to the ark in pairs. So the lie came to the ark and wanted to enter the ark. Amalei Noach, so Noach said to the lie, Let at yachil elem ken nasvit lichzug. You can't enter the ark unless you have a partner. You can't walk in here alone. Pegabe pachata. So the lie met up with damages. Amalei minanatate. So damages asked the lie, Where are you coming from? Amalei min Noach. I just came from Noah. Da'azel emeal le'tevota ve'lo shevekle. I went there. I wanted to enter the ark. Noah wouldn't let me. He said to me, you could only enter if you have a partner. So, do you, damages, want to be my partner, the lie says? So the damages asked the lie, what are you going to give me? So the lie said, I'll make a deal with you. That whatever I make, whatever profits I have, At nasvat, you can take. At kun b'neihom, they agreed between them. The cholma de shikra machnis, that whatever lies would profit, tehipachta nasva, would be given over to damages. Ve'aylan tavayu letevota, and they both came out of the, and they both entered the ark. Kevan de nafik, once they left the ark, hava shikra azelu machnis. So the lie went around making profits. Ufachta nasva de kadme kadme. And damages would take each thing that the lies would profit. Atashika amale, hey chaninun koldim sagalti. So the lie came to damages and said, Where's all my profits? Amra lo. So damages said to him, Vechile maganat kinanimi? Do you think we made a deal for nothing? Techol matat machnis ananasva, that whatever you profit I take, lo avale pitron pe. So the lie had nothing to say back. So the Medrash says, that's why it says that a person bears damages from his lies, because the lie made a pact with damages, that lies create damages. Whatever you attain through lies will be overtaken by damages. So again, the Medrash has a nice cute twist in, but the idea is the same that he said until now, that people think that through lying they'll get ahead, and in truth they don't realize that they're pulling themselves down. It's interesting here that the Chafetz Chaim, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, created his own continuation to the Medrash. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu used to say, so if damages and lies got married, so who are their children? So then he'd say, their children are the politicians. So the Chafetz Chaim adds a footnote here, and he says, I'll copy over here מה שכתב הזה בעל נתיבות עולם, what the נתיבות עולם writes. וזה לשונו. The נתיבות עולם says as follows about the Medrash. המדרש בא לבאר עניין השקר שיש לבן שקר בן זוג יפחתה. The Medrash came to explain that there's a partner to lying, and the partner is damages. Ki amachnis mamon b'sheker, whoever makes money through lies, v'yesh lo tosfot mamon sheker, and then he has extra money in his house that stems from lies, she'en ra'ui lo, mitchaber ze chibur, shu mkabel ha'tosafot, shu tosfot sheker, ve'elu shnayim mizdavgim yachad kmo zachar unkeva. U'mipnei kach amal, ki ha'sheker ya rotze lichnos etevato shel Noach. So people can sometimes make a profit through lying, that's true, but they should realize that they're bringing something else into their house that's really going to eat away at their profits, and that is the damages that come from lies. And that's why the Medrash says that the lie wanted to enter Noah's ark, ולא רצה נוח לקבל אותו. Noah didn't want to accept him into the ark. כי Noah לא היה מקבל רק זכר ונקבה. Noah said, I need a male and a female. Only when men and women get together, only when you have that unity, is there continuum, is there an existence. Because Hashem created the world where there's a certain partnership. And one has to have his role and the other has to have their role. The terminology that's used is, you have it even in when you buy equipment, when you have a plug. So the part of the plug that goes into the socket, that's called the male part, and the socket is called the female part. And the idea is that there's one affects the other. And when they're together, then you have wholeness. Now when you put the two together, then they have continuum. They can continue to exist. Each one is off balance when they're alone. Together they have this, you know, thesis, antithesis, synthesis. You have it together, then you have the synthesis. And whenever something reaches a balance, then it could continue existing. Now Noah's ark was all about continuum, all about balance. That's why Noah insisted, you enter my ark, you have to be married, you have to have that balance, that continuum. ולכך כאשר בא השקר לכנוס את תיבתו של נוח, רצונו לומר שיהיה השקר בעולם, לא רצה להכניסו כי השקר אינו זיווג, ואי אפשר שיהיה בעולם. That's why when the lie wanted to enter the ark, Noah said, you don't have a continuum, you're all alone. ולכך כאשר בא אליו חיבור, so then when the lie came and said, yeah, I do have a continuum, there is a continuum to what I'm doing. אמר שיהיה זיווג לשקר, כלומר, אם השקר יוצא מן השיווי שפעל שקר ומכניס ממון שלא כדין, meaning, we said, a male alone is off balance. Well, a lie alone is off balance. But once the lie paired up with damages, and now you have this balance. A person lies, he profits. Off balance. Along come the damages, and hurt his profits, and now you've returned to equilibrium. Then Noach says, I can accept you into my ark. ומפני כך יש להם חיבוש של זכר ונקבה, וזהו קיום שלהם, אבל אם לא היה חיבוש שמקבל מה שמכניס השקר, לא היה אפשר שיהיה שקר בעולם, כאשר השקר יוצא מן הסדר השווה והיושר. Being that lies tilt the scale, they make everything awry, so they couldn't have continued without a balancing act, without something to balance them off. But once you have the damages, so then Hashem says, fine, there's a continued balance in the world. לכך ידע אדם, and he concludes and says, that's why a person should know. אם מכניס ממון בשקר, יש כנגדו זיווג שלא המתחבר אליו. רוצה לומר, חיסרון והיעדר. המקבל מה שאסף. A person has to know that when he brings in money that was earned unfaithfully, then he's brought into his house something that will eat away at his money. וזולת זה שאין כנגד שקר חיבור המתחבר אליו, ואפשר שיהיה השקר אף שעה אחת. And without that, Hashem wouldn't have let the lies continue in the world for a minute. Only now that you have this balance, that's why the lie can exist in the world for a period, because it has the contra that will come to play. And that's the balance Hashem created in the world. So that's a parenthetical comment, which basically just shows a little different angle in understanding why there was this pairing in the ark. And we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, after.